Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So asking guys sort of as they get ready for the draft, it's a weird time. You're leading into it. You're a top prospect. You're being drafted high, but it's not like you can sit out bowl games. You have to play, and you're reading all the clips. You're hearing people in your ears. What do you remember about that time leading up to it?
It was an interesting, crazy time. I think I was really lucky to have two summers on Cape Cod, so my second summer on Cape Cod, I went back to the Harwich Mariners, had a great coach, and Steve Englert, and it was just a really special experience to be up there kind of in that position. And then going back to school, you know, junior year, a lot of friends that I was close with lived with, and a lot of family, personal stuff going on. My dad had brain cancer at the time, and so, you know, those guys were the ones that kind of got me through what was a really exciting and fun time in my baseball career, but a challenging time personally.
Obviously, like, it's obviously a unique situation. When you talk about the impact the coaches had on you, what was that like specifically in terms of, like, is it, hey, you know, baseball's a release from this? I mean, I don't know, but yeah. How were they impacting that respect?
Stevie Englert in Harwich was kind of the biggest, you know, influence on me through that time, just super, you know, positive, making baseball fun, making an enjoyable experience for all the guys up there. You know, back at school at Cincinnati, it was a little different. I don't want to go too negative on the head coach there, but you know, the teammates there were the ones that, you know, those people close to me that I'm still friends with to this day were the ones that really, you know, got me through that experience.
The day league comes up, and you like said, a lot of voices, internet's a thing. How did you approach it? I just talked to Austin Hedges. He said he had a whole camera crew at his house, and he wasn't drafted in the first round, right? So I don't know what it was like for you.
That was not my experience. Yeah. I was at home, you know, didn't go to New York or anything. I was at home and didn't have a camera crew or anything in the house, just a TV set up with some family. Our college team wasn't very good, so I was done early, not regional, super regional, anything like that. So I did a couple workouts for different teams previously, and so the Cubs were one of them. My brother was actually living in Chicago at the time, so I got to go up and work out at Wrigley, and I kind of knew what some of the possible scenarios were, teams that I worked out for, when the Cubs came at 9 and that worked out, and just a pretty...
Did you think that, like, were you in the back of your mind, did you think, oh, like, Cubs, they've shown enough interest, that's the right spot?
It was definitely a possibility. Yeah, there was one team before that was a possibility, and then a couple teams after. But the Cubs at 9 were a possibility. And so, you know, when that time came up and got the phone call, all of the work that you put in, all of the hours that your family puts in. I think my brother was 6 years older and played college baseball. Mm-hmm. His experience, you know, all the time my dad cage and hitting ground
it
balls.
It all hits home.
Yeah, and when you're a kid and you're traveling around playing, you know, grew up in Pittsburgh, so traveling to Ohio and Virginia and mm-hmm. all the road trips and the times that my parents were working in the car and all that. It's just like, it means so much, the people that put in all that time to help you get to that place. And so be able to share that with them was the coolest part.
Does it seem like a long time ago?
Yes, it does.
That's what everyone
it does.
Says.
It seems like a very long time ago, yeah. I mean, that was 2015, so it's...
But when you're drafted, also this is another part about it, when you're drafted and you enter professional baseball, we're like, all right, baseball.
Yeah.
You know, but then you realize, well, there's different waves, and I don't know if you've had many challenging, you know, times in baseball up until you have to deal with a professional, but it's a lot different. There's a path, I guess.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different when it becomes... a job. It's a lot different when it's every single day. You know, in college you think you're playing a lot of baseball, but it's definitely not the same. And a 56 game season, a, you know, 40 game or something, you know, summer season, it's a lot different than going out there for 6-8 months in a row doing it. And so, yeah, you think you know what you're getting yourself into, but until you're actually a part of it, you don't.
Well, it worked out.
Yeah. This has been an amazing experience. I've been so lucky to be drafted by the Cubs and still be here.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.